Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about something from the life of David, who later became the king of Israel, and talk to you about the battle before the battle. Here we go, 1 Samuel chapter 17, starting at verse 28, where we read this. Now Eliab, his older brother, heard when he spoke to the men. And Eliab's anger was aroused against David, and he said, "Why did you come down here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the insolence of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle." And David said, "What have I done now? Is there not a cause?" Then he turned from him toward another and said the same thing. And these people answered him as the first ones did. The story of David and Goliath began when a younger brother visited his older brothers on the field of battle. Before David ever fought Goliath with a sling and a stone, he had to fight a battle of words with his own brother. When David came to visit his older brother Eliab, it wasn't long until his anger was aroused against David. First, Eliab was angry because he felt David was an insignificant, worthless person who had no right to speak up, especially with such bold words. That's why he said, "Why did you come down here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness?" Second, Eliab was angry because he felt that he knew David's motivation. He said, "I know your pride and the insolence of your heart." But Eliab didn't really know David's heart. He probably did what many people do. He judged David's heart by his own heart. Third, Eliab was angry because he thought David tried to provoke someone else into fighting Goliath just so he could see a battle. He said, "You have come down to see the battle." Eliab himself was a tall man of good appearance. You'll find that in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. And he may have felt that David was trying to push him into the battle. Most of all, Eliab was angry because David was right. When you are dismayed and greatly afraid or dreadfully afraid, the last thing in the world you want is someone to tell you to be courageous. Now, despite it all, young David stuck to his position. He answered, "What have I done now? Is there not a cause?" There's no doubt that what his brother Eliab said hurt David, but he would not let it hinder him. David kept concerned with God's cause before everything else, before his own personal safety, before his own personal glory, before his own personal honor. David had a passionate concern for God's cause. You see, David was more concerned with God's cause. Remember, he said, "Is there not a cause?" than with his own feelings. When David was misunderstood and publicly rebuked by his own brother, probably amid the laughs of the other soldiers, he could have quit. But he showed the strength of the armor of God in his life, and he replied rightly. He didn't care about his own glory or success, but only for the glory and success of the Lord's cause. Let me tell you something. Goliath was a dead man right then. This is where the battle was won. If Eliab's hurtful words could get David in the flesh and out of step with the Spirit of the Lord, then David's strength was gone. But when David ruled his spirit and answered softly, he was more in step with the Spirit of the Lord than ever before. Goliath was defeated right then. Before David found victory over Goliath, he had to use faith and wise words to win a victory over his own brother. God can give you faith, can give you wise words, and most of all, a concern for God's glory and cause today. Why don't you receive it from him?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.